Good morning, it's Tuesday, the 29th day of November. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. You can get all the news that didn't make today's paper in our e-edition product. Tacoma Now offers the latest stories with the familiar look of the News Tribune but without the deadlines. Check it out at liveedition.thenewstribune.com. Expect Tuesday to be unpleasant. Rain and snow are forecast, with high temperatures in the mid-30s. Morning snow showers will change over to rain in the afternoon. Overnight lows will also be in the mid-30s. Now on with today's top stories. Tacoma City Council adopted its two-year $4.3 billion budget November 22, filling a nearly $24 million deficit in doing so. To address the shortfall, council members approved an increase to business license fees and imposed a tax on trash bills. The city also will defer some maintenance and delay filling vacant positions. Council passed the budget unanimously. The biggest recipient from the city's general fund is public safety, with $215.5 million for the Tacoma Police Department and $245.12 million for the Tacoma Fire Department. The two make up about 60% of the city's general fund. For the police department's budget, $147 million is for personnel, an increase from $124 million in the current biennium. For the fire department's budget, $186.6 million is for personnel, an increase from $165 million in the 2021-2022 biennium. In homeless services, the budget is $34 million to go toward adding two employees to the Homeless Engagement and Alternatives Liaison Team, maintaining and expanding emergency and temporary shelter capacity and expanding Tacoma Rescue Mission Men's Shelter Project and TRM Shelter Project operating costs. The city plans to stand up 150 shelter beds and add 120 affordable housing units in the next 2 years. Pierce County Sheriff's Department deputies responded to a fatal wreck Monday morning near Gig Harbor. The two-vehicle, head-on wreck happened about 10:45 a.m. in the 14,800 block of 118th Avenue Northwest, according to the Pierce County Sheriff's Department blotter online. The driver of a work van collided head-on with a garbage truck that was picking up a trash can. The driver of the van was pronounced deceased at the scene. The driver of the garbage truck had no reported injuries. New apartments in Tacoma's Fernhill area are open for leasing. Pacific Ridge Apartments, 8445 Pacific Avenue, opened its first building with studios to two-bedroom units ranging from 384 square feet to 1,100 square feet. Rents run from $1,195 to $2,045 a month. The project started as condos catering to first-time home buyers but later evolved into apartments. The apartments feature vaulted ceilings, quartz countertops, stainless steel appliances, full-size washers and dryers in the units, tiled bath surrounds, private balconies and garages. The 80-unit complex was one of six area multifamily projects the company offered for sale in April for a combined $278 million. Pacific Ridge is valued at $30 million in the bundle. A pedestrian was struck by a driver and killed earlier this month in Parkland, according to the Pierce County Sheriff's Department. The driver didn't stop, and deputies are seeking help from the public to identify them. The hit and run occurred early November 15 in the 900 block of 108th Street South. According to a Facebook post from the Sheriff's Department, deputies were dispatched there at about 3 a.m. Debris left at the scene indicates that the suspect's vehicle is a light-colored, 2009-2012 Audi A4. Deputies said it would have front-end damage. Anyone with additional information for investigators was asked to contact the Sheriff's Department through social media or submit a tip to Crime Stoppers by phone at 1-800-222-TIPS. A woman charged with 17 counts of arson for setting fires at homes in Tacoma and Ruston is now facing murder charges for one North End house fire that killed an 83-year-old man. Investigators had linked Sarah Ramey to the deadly December 31, 2021 fire when she was first arrested in January. At the time, prosecutors were only able to charge her with 8 counts of first-degree arson for fires set January 23, 2026. Now, new charges filed November 7 accuse her of deliberately starting fires in occupied homes as far back as December 30. Ramey, age 43, was charged in Pierce County Superior Court with 2 counts of first-degree murder, second-degree murder, 17 counts of first-degree arson, 2 counts of first-degree identity theft, second-degree identity theft, theft of a motor vehicle, second-degree burglary and residential burglary. James Elliott was the only person home at 2 Rosemount Way when it was set aflame last year, according to charging documents. A 19-year-old man linked to a drive-by shooting near Tacoma Mall that injured an 11-year-old boy was arrested Saturday by Tacoma Police and Washington State Patrol troopers. The shooting occurred Friday on northbound I-5 at 2:22 p.m., according to the State Patrol. Shots fired from a dark-colored Chevrolet Cruze struck a Honda SUV. The boy was sitting in the back seat when he was hit. Why the shots were fired remains unclear. Subsequent investigation led police and state troopers to an address in Tacoma's South End, where they found the suspect vehicle. The man was booked into the Pierce County Jail on suspicion of first-degree assault and drive-by shooting, the state patrol said. The 11-year-old victim was taken to an area hospital for treatment. He is expected to make a full recovery. The driver of a Dodge Challenger had two kids in the car when she hit and injured a cyclist on State Route 7 near Bethel High School Friday night, police said. She kept going, colliding with another vehicle up the road. The cyclist was transported to Tacoma General Hospital with serious injuries. The driver was arrested on suspicion of DUI, vehicular assault and two counts of child endangerment. While headed north on State Route 7 around 6:30 p.m. on November 25, the 2012 Dodge Challenger hit a cyclist near 216th Street, according to the report. After hitting the bike, the driver continued north for about a mile. Only after rear-ending a Ford pickup truck near the Spanaway Walmart did the Dodge come to a stop in the middle of the road. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit TNT offers for more information.